Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello friends, welcome back. Oh my gosh, it has been such a whirlwind, incredible weekend for me and my family. So there's some backstory necessary to tell you about the impact of this weekend. So I am not baptized. I was not raised religiously. Until recently, I had only been to church a handful of times, mostly going with my husband's family for like major holidays. I did get married in a Catholic church because my husband is Catholic. So, and he was raised very strongly Catholic, and his mother is very strongly Catholic. She's worked for the church the majority of her adult life. So, so that's my deal. I'm not baptized and I haven't considered myself an established religion person. It's really great description here, right? So, as you all know, if you've listened to my story, my oldest daughter was born with half-size kidneys, which we found out, a week before she was born. And the doctors told us that she might not live, she might have to go on dialysis, she might have to have a kidney transplant. And obviously we were terrified, and we asked all of our friends and family and loved ones if they would pray for us. So my mother-in-law knows a lot of people in the Catholic Church here in Kentucky. And so she set out her prayer train and got everyone she knows to pray for Penelope. And it's incredible because years later, I would meet people and we would get into conversation, and I would say that my daughter's name was Penelope. And because I have the same last name as my mother-in-law, they'd say, "Oh my gosh, Penelope Blandford? Does she have half-size kidneys?" And I say, "Yes, are you sure we haven't met before?" And they would tell me that they prayed for her when she was born because they know my mother-in-law or knew some of her friends. So fast forward, Penelope is 7.5 years old, and a couple months, well, more than a couple, probably about 6 months ago, she started going to church with my mother-in-law. She had always said when she was even younger that she wanted to grow up and be a church girl like Alma, which is what we call my mother-in-law. And, you know, we always thought that was really sweet. She loves her Alma and she wants to be like her. But about 6 months ago, she started asking if she could go to church with Alma. So they started going to church together every weekend. And Penelope loves it. She's so into it. She really wanted to keep going. She wanted to learn more. She started reading a Bible. And she seems very at home and comfortable in that world. So she told us that she would like to become Catholic. And so my husband and I love her and support her and want to be a part of her spiritual journey. So as a family, we all started going to church. So we joined a church and we start going to church every week, which is very interesting to me. You know, I had only been to church a handful of times. So putting in this new weekly routine was really fun for me. Like, I really enjoy getting up together as a family on Sunday morning and getting dressed up a little and going to church together. And then almost always we'll go together afterwards and eat lunch. And it's just a really nice ritual to have. And so then we also decided that we wanted to send her to school at the church that we go to now, that we're members of. So she, next year, she's going to start private school at St. Michael, and she's really excited, and we're really excited about that. We think it's going to be a really great opportunity for her, but she's going in at the second grade level. So her class will be going through First Communion this upcoming school year. And she said that she wants to be able to do that. So she wanted to get baptized. So she asked us if she could get baptized. And of course we said yes. So this weekend on Saturday, my firstborn baby girl got baptized, and I couldn't have been more proud of her. It was so sweet. She was so nervous standing up. And we had a little private ceremony with just family and friends. And she was so nervous standing up in front of everyone, waiting to get the water poured on her head. And we had a huge party afterwards, and it was wonderful. All of our family came out, and it was just such an incredible occasion. I truly believe that all the love and prayers and energy that were sent to her in prayer while she was still inside my stomach, that has become a part of who she is inside her soul, and that she is now drawn to the church because of all the prayers and the goodness that were given to her before she was even born. So she's incredible. It's an amazing journey watching her, and I am really happy to be supporting her in this. And it's really funny to me because, of course, I'm going to support my daughter. I love her. This is what she wants to do, and it's a good thing, and I'm going to support her in that. But I've been so, I'm not sure the right word, surprised, but maybe that's not the right word. I've been very interested to talk to all the people who seem amazed by my willingness to be a part of her journey as a person who's not religious. So I believe in a higher power. That's about as far as it goes for me. I don't have any other real steadfast ideas. But everyone seems to be just like amazed that I would be willing to support my daughter in this way and be so excited for her and happy for her. And I just think that that was so interesting. I don't feel like I'm doing anything special, just being a mom that loves her kid. But it really got me to thinking about how supporting people that you love in the things that they want from their lives, how important and special that truly is. But then also maybe how unusual that could be. And the way that I'm going to relate this to Money Talks is, if you are going on this financial journey to pay off debt and to change your lives, there's going to be a lot of your family and your loved ones and your friends that are not going to understand. They're not going to understand the sacrifices that you're making. They aren't going to understand the reasons that you're making them. And there'll be some people who are confused and they have trouble accepting it. And they want to tell you to stay the same as you've always been, right? And maybe the same as they are. And I just want to let you know that it doesn't mean anything negative about them or about you. Just people sometimes have difficulty understanding things that don't make sense to them. If they've never been taught this version of fiscal responsibility, it can seem very confusing and not a good choice, and maybe just different. You know, people tend to reject things that are different. So I want to encourage you that there are people that may question you, and there are people that may not understand your journey, but stay strong in the knowledge that you know where you're going. You know how you're going to get there, and know that there are people out there that do understand, and they're sending you the love. They're sending you the prayer, and they're sending you the good thoughts and the good vibes and however you like to look at that. So I'm sending them to you now. If there are people in your life that are not understanding of the journey that you are on, just know that that's normal. It's okay. We can love them anyways. They don't have to understand our journey. And I am sending you all the love and all the prayer and all the good vibes for you to reach your goals, to follow through on your journey and stay strong. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.